Hi, this is Daniel Garber of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Movies, I find, tend to fall into two categories. Big budget blockbusters, they're there to provide spectacles on enormous screens, and small, low-budget indie films that tell a more intimate story. Well, this week, I'm looking at one of each. An action thriller about a secret agent protecting the world or the planet from evil AI, and a dark comedy about an extended family just trying to have dinner. But before that, I'm talking a bit about some new movies opening at Toronto's Inside Out Film Festival. This year marks the 35th anniversary of Inside Out, Toronto's 2SLGBTQ+ film festival showing features and shorts from Canada and around the world. The festival runs from May 23rd through June 1st, and here are a few of the films there that caught my attention. Move Ya Body, The Birth of House, is a new doc by Elegance Bratton that uses historical footage and music tracks along with interviews with the pioneers of house music to trace the development of dance music in the 1990s from a single club in New York called The Warehouse to nightclubs in London, Tokyo, and around the world. The doc concentrates on the lives of musicians, DJs, producers, and entrepreneurs who were mainly black and gay, who treated house as an expression of race and sexuality in a largely segregated Chicago. Starwalker, written and directed by Corey Payette. Star, a two-spirited OG Cree, falls for Levi, a guy he meets in a Vancouver park who introduces him to a drag sanctuary called House of Borealis, ruled by Mother. It's there that Star, who grew up in foster homes, comes out of his shell as an Anishinaabe princess. A musical dramatic romance, Skywalker tells its story with all original songs belted out by powerful voices in solos, duets, and choruses, both on stage and off. Lucky Apartment, co-written and directed by Garam Kangyu. A young lesbian couple in South Korea buy a condo together, but are troubled by the bad smells rising up from the apartment beneath them. While one is more concerned about her career, the other wants to preserve something from the old woman who died there. A true tearjerker about women in the workplace, queer invisibility, families, and lost lives, Lucky Apartment is a deeply moving film. These are just three of the movies now playing at Inside Out. Bad Shabbos, co-written and directed by Daniel Robbins. It's Friday night on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and like every Friday night, this family is getting together for dinner. David, played by John Bass, is there with his fiancée Meg, played by Megan Leathers. Abby with her boyfriend Benjamin, and Adam, the youngest, who still lives at home. They're there to see their parents, Ellen and Richard, played by Kyra Sedgwick and David Paymer. The candles are set, the brisket's in the oven, but this is a special night, a look who's coming to dinner night, because the meal is for the Jewish Sabbath, but the guests, Meg's devout Catholic parents, are driving in from Milwaukee. The future in-laws are going to meet for the very first time, and David and Meg are very worried about everything that could go wrong. You see, her parents don't like arguments at the dinner table, but Abby and Ben are fighting. Adam, who's on meds, sometimes explodes for no reason. Dad likes forcing his pop psychology theories on everyone around him, and there's more than a bit of friction between Mom and Meg. Luckily, they all love their building's doorman, Jordan, played by Cliff Smith, who's a method man from Wu-Tang Clan, who assures them he'll drop by at an appropriate time to smooth the waters. Now, Meg's parents are running late, but could arrive at any moment when something terrible happens, leaving one of the dinner party guests dead, possibly even killed. And as each of the guests discovered what's happened and who might be held responsible for it, they decide they have to get the body out of the building before Meg's parents arrive. But the longer it takes, the less likely it becomes. Bad Shabbos is a dark drawing room comedy with personality conflicts, mistaken identities, and lots of secrets. It's cute and funny with excellent comic timing, good acting, and enough quirky original characters that play against stereotype to keep it interesting. It's very much an ensemble cast, with each character getting their moment in the sun and no one hogging the camera, but even so, a few stand out. Kyra Sedgwick and David Paymer as the parents, Catherine Curtin as Meg's mom, Theo Taplitz as the coddled and neurotic youngest son, Adam, and, of course, Method Man as Jordan. Bad Shabbos is a good social comedy. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, co-written and directed by Christopher McQuarrie. The world is on the brink. An aggressive AI program known as the Entity is taking over everything. And that everything includes the controls behind all the atomic bombs on the planet. The Entity doesn't care if every human disintegrates. So it's up to Ethan Hunt, played by Tom Cruise, and his Impossible Mission team on direct orders from the U.S. President to stop it. His mission, should he decide to accept it, involves entering a defunct Soviet submarine where the AI programs were once kept to locate a small but crucial piece of machinery that can stop it. His team includes Grace, played by Haley Atwell, a notorious pickpocket, and Paris, a cold-blooded assassin, plus most of the original of his original buddies like Luther and Benji. But a mysterious supervillain named Gabriel, played by Esai Morales, is doing everything he can to stop him, so he can take control of the Entity for his own nefarious ways. And the AI itself has brainwashed millions of people to form an invisible army ready to pop out of nowhere to stop Ethan's mission. Can Ethan and his Scooby Gang save the planet from nuclear destruction? Okay, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning is an action thriller about big things like saving the world. It has atrocious dialogue, though not as bad as the last one, and a ridiculous plot that makes absolutely no sense. The scenes with American politicians and generals are unintentionally hilarious. It's about 3 hours long. They could easily have cut half an hour. And like many contemporary movies, it doesn't know how to deal with abstract digital or AI weapons, so they replace it with something physical, a MacGuffin, something the hero can hold in his hand, which, again, makes no sense. You can't stop a rogue computer program with just a special device, but hey, it's a movie. So, putting all that aside, is this a good movie? Yes, it actually is. Not in the normal sense, but as entertainment. It's spectacular, exciting, and engrossing. I mentioned the corny dialogue, but this movie also has two very long sequences with no dialogue whatsoever. One has Tom Cruise or Ethan Hunt inside an abandoned nuclear Soviet submarine on the ocean's floor in the Arctic that's filled with seawater and is gradually rolling to greater and greater depths. The scene is as eerie as it is spectacular. Leaves you feeling like you're trapped inside a 1970s Tarkovsky science fiction movie. There's also a scene straight out of a World War I movie with two pilots aboard propeller planes having fistfights in mid-air. Again, no dialogue, but lots of exciting action. And I got to admit, seeing this whole thing on a ginormous IMAX screen doesn't hurt either. So if you're in the mood to travel from the North Pole to South Africa in every sort of strange transportation, having every kind of fight, check out Mission Impossible. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, and Bad Shabbos both open in Toronto this weekend. Check your local listings and go to insideout.ca for information and tickets for that festival. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM out of my website, culturalmining.com.